This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hundreds of Asian Americans are on social media airing their anger, sadness, and fear after a white gunman was charged in the killings of eight people at three Atlanta area massage parlors. Police say suspect Robert Long told them the attack was not racially motivated. The AP's Mike Gracia with more on that.
With six of the victims identified as Asian, the shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack. But Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Baker told reporters there may have been a different motive.
He does claim that it was not racially motivated. He apparently has an issue, what he considers a sex conviction, and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places, and it's a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate.
I'm Mike Gracia.
Dangerous weather's been pummeling the Deep South, and they may see more of it today. Millions of people in the Southeast could see powerful storms. Parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama have been at high risk for big twisters that stay on the ground for miles. We just talked with the National Weather Service's Bob Orovec.
Well, the very active weather pattern across the South that produced a lot of severe weather across parts of Alabama, Mississippi, parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee will be pushing eastward today. Looks like the rainfall amounts will be pushing, or the heavy rainfall amounts will be pushing into the Southeast, and also the potential for severe weather will also be aligned along the Southeast.
Today, the House votes on whether to give more than 2 million young Dreamer immigrants and others full legal status and a chance for citizenship. A second bill would do the same for about 1 million immigrant farm workers. Both bills seem certain to pass the House, but it appears they'll have a tougher time in the Senate. Another wave of COVID infections in Europe is locking them down again. Health experts here at home say that should serve as a warning for us. This is AP News. Have you gotten your virus relief payment yet? The AP's Jackie Quinn's got the latest.
The Treasury Department says it's already sent out some 90 million payments since President Biden signed the relief plan into law last week. That's $242 billion paid out as direct deposits or mailed as checks. The first batch went to eligible taxpayers who provided direct deposit information on their 2019 or 2020 tax returns, and to those who typically don't file but signed up last year at irs.gov. Officials say payments will continue in the coming weeks. The American Rescue Plan provides up to $1,400 for qualifying individuals. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Ford is telling 30,000 employees worldwide they can continue to work from home indefinitely, with flexible hours approved by managers. They'll commute mainly for meetings. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.